Welcome to the Pod Pros series of Indian Podcasting Revolution. In this series, we sit across some leading podcast experts from across the globe to do some crystal ball gazing around the rise of podcasts. They share with us the tips, strategies, and the disruptive work they are doing in the world of podcasting. I'm your host and founder of Done For You Podcast, Roshni Baronia. And why wait further? Let's jump right in. In a digital landscape filled with noise, businesses are constantly seeking innovative ways to connect with their audience, establish authority, and drive meaningful engagement. In such a scenario, podcasting is increasingly becoming vital for a business owner and a brand to use it as a strategic marketing tool for business success. But questions arise around how to make a business podcast. What are the best practices? And what to expect from your business podcast. So to clear these clouds of confusion, I have with me today Megan Doughty, who is having a podcast production company named One Stone Creative based out of North America. In our conversation, we'll unravel a lot of aspects of launching and maintaining a thriving business podcast. So let's get started. Megan, welcome to Indian Podcasting Revolution. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling marvelous, Roshni. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here and to get to spend this time with you and with your community of listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm especially thrilled to be talking to a fellow podcast producer who loves business podcasting as much as I do. So let's get started. And first things first, Megan, can you share us the origin story of your production company, One Stone Creative, and what led you into podcasting?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a funny story, actually. I didn't set out to get into podcasting, but it was 2017. I was in between projects, and out of the blue one day, an old colleague sent me a note, and she said, "We should start a business together." And I said, "With you, my dear old friend, I'd love to. Let's do it." And her background was in broadcast audio production. Mine was in digital marketing strategies and online business growth. So we decided, let's put these together and we will produce podcasts that are useful for businesses. And we have been doing it ever since and having a great time.
Wow, 2017, that's a long, long time ago, because podcasts, especially in this side of the world, like in India, it has gained momentum in the past 3 to 4 years. So yeah, it's great that you've been into this space for such a long time. So it's good to learn from you about business podcasting more. So first thing that I want to put up to you is, what are some of the key differences between hobbyist podcast or a creator or an influencer-led podcast versus a business podcast? Because let's get the foundation clear first.
I love that. And I love that you want to talk about that, because podcasting is so huge, and not just for business. Podcasting is a huge media type now, right? And you know, most shows are started because someone thinks, I've got this message that I want to share with the world, or I've got this topic I'm passionate about and I want to build community around it, or I want to get rich and become famous, and I'm going to use a podcast for that. But for business owners, it's less about the love of the game, even less about love of the medium. And it's more about, podcasting is a tool to achieve business goals, and I'm going to use this tool to do different things within my business. So a business podcast is going to have a specific goal. It's not necessarily about the podcast itself or about podcasting itself. It's going to be about other key business ideas like sales, like reputation, like relationships. There are tons of different ones, but that key difference is the emphasis on the reason the podcast exists is to serve the business, not for reasons of passion or even community or even direct monetization.
Exactly. So what are the typical business objectives that people are looking for when they create a business podcast? And what are the associated podcast formats or content strategy that work best to fulfill those objectives?
This is possibly my favorite topic of all of the topics. So thank you for giving me the chance to share about
that. That's where the entire strategy comes and concept creation comes. So this is the fun part.
And I know we've talked about this a little before. Now we look at the business podcast blueprints as a way to understand the different things that a podcast can do within a company. And each of those have different formats that are better or worse depending on the goals. So some of the common ones are thought leadership. We want, I want myself as the entrepreneur or my company as the creator of these ideas to become known for these ideas. Podcast is a great tool to do that. You might have solo episodes where it's just you or members of your company talking. You might have co-host conversations where it is different members of your organization or complementary businesses talking to each other about the topic in a really sophisticated way. The key thing with, you know, establishing thought leadership is it's got to be your own information. So it's not always appropriate for it to be, you know, like a guest interview style show, because that's really about the guest's information, not your own company's. Big, big kind of thing to watch out for there. Another goal that can be really popular is relationship building. This is my favorite one about podcasting. It's the one that I take the most joy in, I think, because podcasting is a networking machine. You get the chance to have people on your show and connect with them. Roshan, you and I had a wonderful prep call where we got to chat casually about what we wanted to talk about. We got to know each other before we had this conversation. You know, starting the foundation of a wonderful relationship going into the future. And so that's a format where interviews, you got to have interviews if you want to be meeting people. So that's kind of how you think about it is, you know, what do you want to achieve? What's the media format that's going to make that the easiest to achieve?
Awesome. I love that because I myself have used my podcast for networking a lot, and many opportunities have come out of it, be it referrals from the guests for clients. Some of the guests have converted into clients, and we have done workshops, webinars together just because that initial connection and relationship has started because of the podcast conversation. So I totally resonate with the fact that podcast is a great tool to do networking in today's time. And especially when my podcast was launched during pandemic, we were not going out. And being a people person, it was so important to have those conversations. So podcast became a very good avenue to do that relationship building. So I totally agree with that, that it's a great tool for relationship building and thought leadership. I also observe that business podcast specifically has this tangible result associated with it, that will I get leads from it? Will I get sales opportunities from it? If someone is an author, will I be able to increase book sales? Will I get speaking opportunities because I'm speaking so much on the mic, right? So do some of these objectives also come by you when you work with your clients, and how do you achieve it through the podcast?
Definitely. And here's where I think things get both more complex and more interesting. Because, you know, as we talked about, the podcast is the tool to achieve these things like book sales, like speaking engagements, like opportunities. The podcast itself doesn't create them. You have to do work around the podcast to make that happen. So, I mean, within the body of a podcast itself, you may say, I'm open for speaking engagements, please reach out. Podcasts, taking action directly from a podcast, someone hears something, they take action. It has very low conversion rates. It's sticky because of the nature of podcasting. People are fitting them into their day when they want to do it. They're not necessarily maybe in a place where they're going to send an email or take an action. Maybe they're in the gym. Maybe they're taking a walk. They can't do it. But you can still get these goals by using your podcast in specific ways. So let's take the example of speaking. And this is a great one because a lot of speakers have podcasts and a lot of speakers want to be on podcasts. So they can take their best moments when they told a story the best way, when they explained a topic better than they ever have before. They can add that to their speaker reel, to their speaker information page. And then in their independent speaker, you know, marketing activities, they can include their podcast content. It's going to enhance those efforts. So it's not a direct link necessarily between the show and the speaking engagements, but the one is helping the other and they're lifting each other up. So it's kind of a matter of thinking of what are the elements that help? How can I do more of them? And how can I present them in a way that is the most effective?
Oh, thank you for saying that, because this is a big misconception people have, that just with the podcast, everything will happen. You rightly said that it is one of the things that you will be doing amongst many. So it will become a part of your portfolio. But yes, it will amplify and accelerate the other things that you are doing and the business objectives. So Megan, what does success mean for a business podcast? What should one be looking at? Because I believe download numbers are not the only thing that we should be looking at. So
Agree with you about download numbers. They often give so little information that's actually usable to a business. But for a business podcast to be successful, we like to make sure that it is regularly making progress towards actual business goals. That's a pretty big answer, because as with many things in podcasting, it depends on your podcast and it depends on the business. But if you are a business owner and you're podcasting to, let's say, build relationships so that you've got more referral partners to send business back and forth to each other, success is going to mean you're getting more referrals. And that means you're going to want to look at the people that you're talking to, keep track of which guests send you the most referrals, look for more guests like them, and gradually increase those number of referrals that you're getting as the basis or on the basis of the networking you're doing with your podcast. And so it really comes down to what's the business goal that the podcast is serving. Because again, podcast is the tool. Remember, it's helping us advance and develop and grow the business. So what are the business goals that the podcast is serving that are we're regularly making progress towards? I think that's where the success lies, is in kind of having clarity around the work the show is doing and how well it's doing that job.
So true. And I like the fact that you are validating again that it is a tool, because like probably a screwdriver, you can use the tool to tighten the screw of a window or a big machine. So it's a tool. How you use it is up to you.
Okay, it's like a microwave or an oven, right? So if my goal is dinner, you know, I can pull out a salad and raw food from the fridge. I can use a microwave or the podcast to make it, you know, better, faster, more easily. It's just a tool that helps get to the goal of a delicious meal. And the delicious meal can be whatever you need for your business.
Exactly, exactly. So also, like, of course, you and I both work with clients to help them produce their business podcast. But one major challenge that we also face when we are creating the podcast is, or probably the host per se, they face this issue is that about conversion. So we are not talking about the monetization aspect of the podcast right now. It is more towards going through or listeners walking through the call to action, whether it is download the PDF, book a call, or leave a review or rating, whatever it is. That is supposed to be the call to action, the conversion point. What will happen, or what do you suggest one should do in order to increase that conversion, that stickiness of the listener to go through the call to action? So how to increase that conversion?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. And the very first thing I'd do would say, does this call to action help us achieve the business goal that we're trying to solve with this podcast? And yeah, that is sometimes. But often, I mean, you know, the please rate, share, subscribe, that's a very common call to action. It's in most shows. So what's the business goal that's actually serving? Well, it increases maybe the number of stars that you have on Apple. That could potentially increase the number of people who hear the show. Okay. You know, a rating can help, you know, enhance the algorithm. Maybe you'll get discovered a little more. Okay. Does that necessarily help your business? Maybe yes, maybe no. And that's that's a question that deserves some thought. You know, does this call to action actually help me serve the goal of the podcast for my business? But let's say it does. Let's say downloading and opt-ins are a great option. Like, please download, you know, this wonderful PDF. If people aren't following it, the first thing to remember, as we talked about earlier, podcast conversions are sticky. It's a change of context. Someone's going from audio to having to be on another platform, remembering the right thing to do, and then doing it. That's a lot to ask of someone on their very, very busy day. So, I mean, making that as easy as possible and making sure it's everywhere. It shouldn't just be in your audio. It should be in the show notes. It should be easy to click. It should be in the email that you send out about it. It should be in the social media posts that you have about it. And it should also be regularly reviewed. Is this really of interest to people? So there's one call to action from a podcast. It was from 99% Invisible. Great show. And they had the best call to action to their email list that I've ever heard. And it was, would you like to hear all of the stories that my team and I thought were really cool, but weren't big enough for a whole podcast episode? Get on our email list. And I was like, yes, I want those stories immediately. I desperately want that. So that was a really good match between they knew I was interested and they teased, oh, here's all this other cool stuff that you can get for free. It's so easy. So I remembered and I made the effort to go sign up for that email list because I wanted that so badly. So testing different calls to action and the way you're communicating different calls to action can make little changes, small words, even placement within the episode can make a big difference in terms of how people respond to it. So the answer is, and I'm so sorry to say this, long, arduous, meticulous testing of different options to find the best one.
Interesting, interesting. I like that aspect that you are saying, that it has to be as unique as your show. The call to action has to be as unique as your show, right? Because yes, leave a rating and review is the most common thing anyone can say. But A, what resonates with your audience, and B, how does it fulfill your business goal? So those are the two things. And of course, you can be creative about making a new call to action. Thank you for sharing that. That's so interesting. So one interesting question I wanted to put across to you was that what is the one biggest myth that you break down for people when they come to you to start a business podcast?
I mean, a really big one is that downloads matter. Because it's just simply not true for a lot of shows. I mean, downloads are very important for certain types of shows, but much more often that's for, you know, a podcast that's, you know, an influencer podcast or that you want to monetize, not for a business who is, you know, providing products and services to clients. So that's a really, really big one. And the next really, really big one is that, you know, a podcast has to be an interview. Lots of shows are interviews. Interviews are great. You know, listening to people have conversations is really fascinating. You can learn a lot, but it's not the only podcast format out there. And it's not necessarily the best one for your own business and your own show. There are solos. There are panel discussions. There are co-hosted conversations. There are demonstrative style podcasts where you demonstrate the work that you do. So I think, you know, helping people kind of step outside that box of a podcast is an interview. Really, it just provides so much creative freedom in terms of how you can be achieving your goals.
So what is one of your favorite shows that you have worked on and why do you like it?
A lot of my favorite shows, they do end up being interview shows. Again, because they're the most common of shows that we worked on. I love Free Time with Jenny Blake. It's a wonderful show about, you know, creating a business and a lifestyle that goes along with it that is joyful and is free and is really effective. So I think that's a great show. I love the Two Pages with MBS podcast is a really, really interesting one. And this is an interesting format. It's not just an interview. There's a reading section of a book that the host and guest then discuss. So really, really fascinating format and just a kind of like delicious meal of ideas in every episode to get to chew on. So those are some of my favorites.
So interesting. And any particular format or any particular idea of a podcast that you really want to work upon as a podcast producer and you're waiting for that to come along?
As a listener, I love co-host conversations more than anything else. I love listening to two people who know each other well discussing a topic that they both care about. I find that just a format I really, really enjoy. We're not currently producing a show like that. Yeah, that type of energy, it's just so good. And you can really provide a lot of education and really cover a lot of ground in a still friendly, approachable, accessible way. So that's I think, my favorite format.
Wow. I love co-hosted podcasts. And fortunately, we've had one of our client shows that was a co-hosted podcast. We've done two seasons of it, and it was into financial education for women. So it's called Moolah Talks. And it is all about the co-founders talking to each other about the phases women go through and making them phases they go through in their life and how the relationship with money changes every time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful conversation that both of them are doing. So yeah, I personally enjoy that format also. Great. And so of course, since you work with a lot of people who are business owners and they have so much on their plate and they are always working on their business as a priority, so do you face this challenge with them that they lose out the momentum or the consistency of producing episodes for their podcast? And how do you address this challenge for them?
Oh, that's actually one of the nice things about hiring a third-party company. So I know when someone starts to work with us, all of a sudden, the change that happens is it's not their job to keep the momentum going, it's ours. So if they are late sending us audio, we're going to bug them about it. And if they need, you know, we've got deadlines, people. So
it's your job to wake them up from middle of the night. Okay, you've got an episode to record.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And also, you know, if they it is also nice to be able to have that relationship. If they're feeling like low on motivation, okay, cool. Let's jump on a call. Let's brainstorm some ideas. So being able to have that two-way, it's hard to do alone. Like I run a podcast, you run a podcast. It can be hard when you are the main driving force behind it to keep that momentum and to keep thinking of things to say. But having someone to talk to about it and figure out different ideas and sometimes decide maybe we need to shift. Maybe we need to change the format. Maybe we need to change the topics that we're talking about. Maybe the show has run its course and it's time to elegantly end it. That happens sometimes too. So I think, you know, if you need accountability, you can buy accountability.
So yes, of course, you can buy accountability. And yeah, what let's do some crystal ball gazing, because as businesses evolve, how should they adapt their podcasting strategy to stay relevant and continue to provide value to their audience through their podcasts?
Yeah, and I think having good metrics, ones that actually tell you how it's affecting your business and, you know, even how it's affecting your audience is the most important thing that you can do. Because if the whole rest of the world changes and your podcast is still making you money, keep it the same. You don't have to change just because everyone else changes. If it's working, it's working. The trick is understanding, is this working and why is it working? So I'd say, you know, let the rest of the world do what the rest of the world is doing. If your show is working for your business, that's the thing that matters. This is, and I think workflows are going to become easier. Like looking into the crystal ball for a minute, I think AI tools are making it easier for more companies to podcast. And the good thing is that more people are going to be able to do it. The bad thing is more people are going to be able to do it. And there's going to be a lot of AI generated content that kind of sucks coming out in the next little while, which makes it even more important to really focus on here's what the podcast's job is. Here's how I know it's working. And here's how I'm continuing to try and make it work more.
That's interesting. Of course, AI is disrupting every industry, definitely podcasting as well. But you rightly said that if a podcast, if the format is working for your business, then why change it up?
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Exactly. So interesting. Great, great conversation, Megan. Thank you so much for sharing such beautiful insights. And one last question I will put across you is that personally, what is the one biggest change you would like to see happening in the podcasting space?
Biggest change I would like to see. Okay, it's not actually a big one. It's a little one. Maybe it is a big one. I think the emphasis on ratings, reviews is ridiculous. I don't think it is very helpful. I think it is a big distraction. I think it takes up valuable airtime that could be used for other things. And I genuinely do not know how many people really make listening decisions based on how many 5-star reviews somebody has. I don't think that's necessarily the deciding factor. So if I could make one change, it would be that ratings and reviews were either gone or at least distributed on the different platforms. It sucks that it only happens on Apple. Not everyone uses Apple. So I think that whole system needs to be completely redone and have other ways to recommend and discover podcasts.
That's so. I hope people of the industry are listening to this because, yes, rating and reviews suck because we literally have to educate the audience how to leave the rating, how to leave the review. Like in the nascent stage, people didn't know how to do that.
Right. And like, do I want someone to spend their time writing a review for my podcast or writing me an email talking about, you know, what they learned? Like, I want them to write me the email. I don't care if they leave a review.
Yeah. So true. So true. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And Megan, it was such a lovely conversation. And wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoyed it as well. Thank you for having me.
Hope this conversation helps you with your podcasting journey, whether you are an emerging or an established podcaster. For more such podcast insights, follow Indian Podcasting Revolution. And if you want help with the launch, management, or growth of your podcast, check out our website, www.dfip.in, which is the acronym for Done For You Podcast. Because you see, we like to keep things simple. And yes, if you wish to be a part of an exclusive podcaster community, join the waitlist from the link given in show notes. That's all for Pod Pros at Indian Podcasting Revolution this week. We shall meet again in the next episode.